Yes, sir. What's good? What's good? What's going on? What's happening? You already know what time it is. It's Mo Sports TV. I'm here with the gang, Matt Chi and Big Ed. It is week six recap, week seven motherfucking preview, and so much more in between.
If your team got a W, let us know in the comments, because it was a lot of local teams not taking too many dubs.
It's a lot of L's this week.
As Uncle Micah said in the Facebook group, a lot of humble pie being served to everybody locally that we know. So
a lot of humbling experiences.
Yeah, this week especially. So we're going to be talking about it. We're going to be previewing what's to come this coming week. But first, we got to chat about some of these games this past week because they were all over the place. And first things first, do we want to talk about it? The Eagles dropping the ball to the Jets. Oh, man. What are your guys' first thoughts on that?
Well, this is how I look at it. The Eagles finally had adversity for the first time. You know, like real adversity, real like lockup, couldn't do nothing on offense. That was the first real defense they've played in a very long time. Because let's look at it. Their schedule last year was ass.
Cupcake.
They played the 49ers defense in the championship round.
Yeah.
I'll give them that. And that's it. But other than that, they haven't faced a real defense all last year. And how many games did Jalen Hurts play this whole rookie season, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't faced no real adversity since.
I mean, three interceptions. I get it. The Jets defense is good. They're probably great, I would even say, go as far as saying. But, man, three interceptions. They were pretty inexcusable ones. I think one of them was tipped, but the other two were pretty bad reads. The thing is, it's not just this game that we're seeing Jalen Hurts not at his best. It's been this whole season where he's kind of been just subpar, a little mediocre, I guess I'd even say. He's been good, but not great, and that's why the Eagles are regressing a little bit. Is there something to be said about the potential regression of Jalen Hurts? Is that a thing after he got the big check?
Yeah. That OC they have is terrible, too. I can give them that. That's about it. But other than that, the Jets didn't even have their top two corners.
Yeah,
and still, which is a big thing.
They still strap me downs.
And they were still strapping them. I would really think that they need to go get a new OC. Bro, their OC's never been OC before. He's been a quarterback coach for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Was that in the family type of thing? Yeah, how did Brian Johnson even get the Eagles job? What connections does he have with Sirianni? What is his pedigree? What's his resume? You know what I'm saying?
Like, they did have Lane Johnson out, but like,
there's not an excuse to drop a game to the Jets, you know. Especially, I said it to Meech literally that morning, and Simo can attest to it because he was there. I said, unless you come out and even like they could have won that game, but unless they completely dominated the Jets, there was no way I was really convinced on the Eagles yet. Like, the difference between last year, their little Cinderella season, I guess you could say, like, we knew they'd be good, didn't think they'd be as great as they were. The difference then is that they would come out, they would dominate teams, they'd get up, and then they would hold that lead for the rest of the game. We're not seeing any type of domination in any sense from this offense. I don't care that, you know, AJ Brown had 110 yards on 7 catches. Like, that doesn't even matter to me because you're not putting points on the board.
Then y'all went and got Julio Jones. I don't know what the fuck that's going to do. Yeah.
Congratulations, Eagles, on getting an old piece of shit.
He's going to get hurt in the first two games.
Because there's a couple of Eagles fans that were very excited.
Yeah.
I wish one could call in, but we're superstars. So, you know how that goes.
I can't believe I'm even about to pull up this comment. For the people watching, I'm sorry, but this is just insane. We should all be so lucky to witness two of the world's most greatest players ever in sports history with King James in the NBA. And Dak Prescott.
You already know who
NFL.
That is.
When you all wake up every morning, be grateful that you are witnessing history. Two living legends at the same time.
We'll say wow. The link double up.
Congratulations, John Pina. I know it's you. So
that's fantastic.
Congratulations on your win yesterday. But we're going to stay on the Eagles.
Stay on the birds for right now.
They were missing. Who are they missing? Darius Slay. Who else are they?
They were missing Slay.
They were also missing Jalen Carter. But it doesn't matter to me, bro.
It doesn't matter because the Jets didn't score.
Exactly.
They scored off field goals in a game. Pick six. Like, you can't have an excuse for that.
No, it really was
they
nothing.
They gave you time. Like, that was a legacy drive for Hurts right there.
Absolutely. And he fumbled.
Sold it.
And he Herberted. That's exactly what I think he did. Sold he Herberted. So, do you want us to transition that into this next game we got going on?
And yeah, let's go talk to the Cowboys. Talk about the Cowboys Chargers. It was a very interesting game. It was an interesting game, at least though. It was stinky but fun at the same time. Basically, you know, the narrative for Justin Herbert for a lot of people is he doesn't have the dog in him. He doesn't have the clutch abilities. I'm saying in general, this game was absolutely bad by Justin Herbert, not just the end. Okay, Boomer. Yeah, I appreciate you.
Appreciate the love. They are indeed the Cowgirls. I mean, Dak, like, despite, you know, I don't even think Dallas went out and won that game. It was more the Chargers lost, in my opinion. Like, I got to say, even though it was his first game back, like, Austin Eckler looked bad yesterday. Normally he hits the hole and I get it. He just didn't look like fantastic. And at the same time, the Cowboys defense didn't look overwhelming.
I think Justin Herbert looked a lot worse than Eckler because there were some clear looks to Eckler that Justin Herbert couldn't get to Eckler at the time in the flats. Like they had an Eckler touchdown on the second to last drive, and Herbert looked at it, saw the what, and he threw it way too late. And Eckler was, once he turns around, there's somebody right there at the 1 yard line. There's no way he can get off of it. Herbert had just a bad game in general. You know, the Herbert haters are quick. Once Herbert has a bad game, them motherfuckers was on white on rice, boy.
Well, them
motherfuckers came out and showed out. Congratulations to all the Herbert haters. Congratulations. A big, loud round of applause for you guys. Right, finally got a game where you could talk shit. Well, congrats.
His record as a quarterback is now 27-27.
Yeah, I know.
That's not, Well, yeah. I think the biggest thing of this game and the biggest reason why the Herbert haters are out and about is because all the other losses, I guess you can put some of the blame on the defense, on the coaching staff, and they also deserve some of that. Whereas last night was straight on Herbert. You know, that was all Justin Herbert's fault. And you need to come out. I say it all the time, is if you want to be an elite quarterback, especially as somebody as touted as he was coming into the league, you have to be able to go out and win your team the game in that sense. And that just,
I agree. It was just a bad game from him yesterday. Like, straight up. Like, I even seen it, and you know, I'm a fan of Justin Herbert. So, like, yo, Will, if you want to talk shit about the Phillies, call in. Send them the link, Matt. Send them the link.
I got you.
We're going to send you the link. I want you to click on the link, and then you can talk your shit about the Phillies. But we're on football right now. But what is the future for the Cowboys? Like, I honestly, like, the Cowboys won this game, but, like, it didn't impress me. You know, the Chargers really sold on themselves more than the Cowboys won.
Yep.
Stephen Gilmore with the clutch pick. Herbert once again folding in the clutch.
Gallup fucking sucks too, by the way.
Who?
They kept Gallup over Amari Cooper. I don't understand that.
Shout out Boomer. I always watch your video. Thank you, bro. Boomer. We appreciate all your support, brother. Thank you.
I mean, it's gonna be an interesting rest of the season with the Cowboys. I still think anytime they face a good opponent, they're going to get smacked around. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, they are one game out of the NFC East. They are 4-2 at the end of the day, guys.
And
I guess
that leads us into this next game, because nobody in the NFC is seemingly Teflon over here. The 49ers, Ed, 49ers dropped the ball to the Cleveland Browns. Now, I do have to say, a lot of people,
I didn't know the Browns defense was that good.
They are. They're very good. They're very good at home too.
Once I seen them doing all that man coverage all game, I even texted y'all in the chat. I was like, Brock Purdy's gonna throw a pick.
Yeah.
Well, you got to think about their corners now.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Denzel Ward is a dog. I didn't Myles Garrett is a beast. They have some good pieces on that defense.
I didn't respect their defense.
For Trent Williams to come out and say what he said about Myles Garrett, like that, this guy's a future Hall of Famer. He's that good.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you got to tip your hat. And I'm not putting the blame. I know some people are blaming Brock Purdy.
Nah, he did what he had to do at the end of the game.
You put your team in field goal position. Oh. Sorry, Simo. You put your team in field goal position. That's really all he could do at the end of the day. And it's just really, there's nothing else. Like, that guy just has to hit that kick. You know, in that case, that's why you're paid. I don't know if you guys saw, but the whole family was there to see that. Yeah, his entire family was in Cleveland, and you choked.
It is what it is, though. I guess you got to respect the Browns defense, but I don't see them really. PJ Walker's fucking dog shit. Oh my God.
Yeah.
He is terrible.
I mean, Deshaun Watson, nowhere to be found again.
I mean, PJ Walker, I don't think he's dog shit. I think PJ Walker's a winner. Look what he did when he played in Carolina for the first couple of weeks. He played good ball and then they benched him on some bullshit. And then he's been pretty much blackballed from playing in the NFL since. Now, his first game back after being practice squatted and all types of shit, after he had a couple of good performances with Carolina, he comes. And he beats the best team in the NFL.
He beat
the best team in the NFL.
I can't go for that.
He didn't beat them. Him on offense did not.
His team won.
So,
and he was the quarterback.
I think you just said that's like saying Zach Wilson beat the Eagles.
Well, yeah, you want to judge Justin Herbert on his career wins and losses. You're going to have to include PJ Walker in this talk, too.
He had to find a way to defend him, didn't he? You had to find a way to cope with it.
I'm just pulling receipts. Okay, so cool.
You're saying Justin Herbert and PJ Walker are on the same level. That's what you're saying.
That's absolutely not what I'm saying. I just say you just need to hold your NFL quarterbacks to the same standards.
No, with your dog shit.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Shout out to Adam Thielen, man. The ultimate serviceable guy.
That guy is something else.
First one in, last one out.
I'm going to tell you the Vikings' demise. I'm telling you, a lot of it has to do with Thielen being gone.
He's a locker
room guy. I don't care, bro. He was him.
He held that place together. He's a glue guy. You know, even for the young guys in Carolina, he's somebody that everyone can kind of rally around.
Addison, I'm going to tell you, Addison ain't Thielen, bro.
No.
He's not.
Well, yeah, he's a rook, too. And what are they missing? That veteran experience right now.
They are not. He's not him. I'm going to tell you that right now. Thielen's having a hell of a year. I think he's like a top three fantasy wide receiver right now.
Yep.
He's their number one.
Number one guy, yeah.
Yeah,
they got
for sure.
Him. They got Jonathan Mingo, and Mingo's even doing well because of Thielen doing so good. Like, Thielen's doing
he's
so well.
He's teaching all those young guys up in there in Carolina.
Yep, absolutely.
Too bad they have a bum from Alabama. But,
Oy. Well, we're going to invite in our first caller. We got our man, Zach Deal from What's the Deal Sports. And we
My
are,
boy, what's up?
Yes, sir.
Zach.
Yes, sir, what's going on, guys? How we doing?
Yeah. Feeling good, bro. Feeling good. So, what's your take after week six? Obviously, you're a Birds fan. Let's get your thoughts on that.
I think it was a rough performance from Jalen Hurts. We haven't really seen him perform like that in quite some time. And I saw the story, the poll that you guys put out today, and I'm not alarmed by any means or anything like that. I think there might be even more smoke thrown into the air with the Julio signing today, but I think it was more so to combat Quez Watkins going on IR, and they really haven't had production outside of the two receivers, and they've also had a tough time getting Devontae going outside of AJ Brown, who's been going crazy for a couple games. So I think they just need to implement their playmakers a little bit more, and I think Hurts definitely there has to be some of it put onto his shoulders, but I also think they have to look at Brian Johnson, the offensive coordinator, and Nick Sirianni with what they're scheming up.
Well, I hate to say it. I was just going to say.
Sirianni's not him.
I'm a Sirianni hater. And I've said, like, I actually like a lot of the players on the Eagles roster. The only guy that makes me dislike the Birds as a Giants fan is Nick Sirianni. And it's like, yeah, that guy, he's not it. I never thought he was a good coach. I always thought he just had the pieces around him to, you know, make him seem good. But yeah, it's really showing out now.
There's a lot of bark. I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. He's a whole lot.
There is a lot of bark. I can see why people are like displeasured by him going into the crowd and like talking smack to the crowd and this, that, the other. I don't know if it's the disdain from the integrity of the Joe Judge situation and that whole holding players out from back in the day, or just disdain from Giants and Eagles fans, you know what I mean? Just, you know, not liking each other to begin with. But I can see why people don't like Nick Sirianni, if we're being honest. I personally obviously do like him. I don't know if I would say obviously. You're not always inclined to like your head coach, because things could be going, like, talk about the Cowboys for a second. If you want to bring the Cowboys into it, how us NFC East fans that aren't Cowboys fans always love to. They always love to hate their head coach for sometimes no reason. So
they definitely hate McCarthy. That's for sure.
Why you not like Nick Sirianni. That makes sense.
All right. Well, tell me, what is it that the Eagles will have to fix in order to take the NFC this year?
I think they all have to get on the same page. I think everybody knows they have one of the most talented rosters, if not the most talented roster in the NFL. So especially adding Julio Jones, who might be at the better part of his career now. It isn't the same Julio Jones that we used to be fearful of, like the year that we won the Super Bowl. He went up on fourth down. I was in the stadium, and I was on the opposite side, and he's going up on fourth down versus Jalen Mills for a game-winning catch. And I'm, you know, being an Eagles fan, Jalen Mills at that point in time, you know, Julio Jones going up on him for a toe tap. I think our season's over in the playoffs. And then the same thing happened in the opener the following season when they opened. There was a delay to the game. So it's not that same Julio Jones, but adding even more talent to the roster. I mean, look at the linebackers they were able to get. So it seems like right now they're just like the rich is kind of getting richer. I'm not trying to, you know, I mean, the Eagles are what, 21, 22 and one in their past 23 regular season games or something along those effects or something like that. But it's more so about having five wins under their belt, getting to a number that's comfortable to make the playoffs, and really just growing as a team. But three interceptions with one touchdown and a lot of not really too much certainty going on in the offense versus the Jets. But then again, people wipe that Jets game completely away from the Bills slate week one and call Josh Allen God. I know you guys are New York guys, so you kind of deal with the Josh Allen better than all three quarterback situation between the Jets and the Giants. But the Jets defense is pretty good.
The Jets defense is absolutely here. And
yeah, let's talk about the Jets defense. That they're fucking nice, man.
They're fucking good, man.
Yeah, no, they're legitimate. And I also think
playing better too. Keep going.
Yeah, I think adding Julio Jones, I think he's replacing Zacchaeus ultimately in that offense. And not only that, but something that Zacchaeus isn't bringing to the table is veteran leadership. And Julio Jones is going to come in there and he's going to kind of appoint roles, I think, more so in that offense than he is kind of being there for his production.
I'm going to tell you why Julio Jones got signed. Obviously, Zach made sense with Quez Watkins going down and no veteran leadership really besides A.J. Brown in the wide receiver room. But he's A.J. Brown's boy.
Yeah, that is very true.
Him and A.J. Brown played together in Tennessee. Yeah. And they were cool as hell. And I think
if I believe correctly, Alimide played with Julio in Atlanta too when he was like a rookie. If I believe correctly. So that could have also had a little bit to do with it. But I mean, it's not the same Julio Jones at the end of the day. I mean, he made a couple catches last year. I'm not the biggest Ryan Tannehill fan, but to say Julio Jones is the same Julio Jones that was leading the league in receiving yards from back in the day, that would just be wrong. But can he go up and make a couple snags and a couple balls and maybe kind of look a little bit like Alshon Jeffrey, but not, you know? Because the thing was, back in the day, when they won the Super Bowl, they didn't even have a receiver over 1,000 yards. They just had multi-digit receiving touchdowns. So, I mean, we'll see how that impact comes through. I'm not expecting Julio to put up 10 receiving touchdowns. If so, go get them in fantasy, but I don't expect that by any means. I'd be lucky to see three, maybe.
I agree, honestly. Now, one last thing, Zach. Thoughts on this upcoming week? You got the Fins. How are we feeling?
I'm a huge Dolphins believer, so I'm actually very nervous, and especially the way that we played on Sunday versus the New York Jets. I mean, the Dolphins defense is nowhere near up to par with what the Jets are putting out there in the AFC East. A little action, a little division rivalry, but they score a lot of points, and our defense has not looked the same as it once was, and we have some numerous injuries with Darius Slay and Jalen Carter, and we thought that it wouldn't really matter in the game, but maybe that defense, maybe Darius Slay, who returned the longest touchdown of week one, 70 yards for a pick six versus Mac Jones, maybe the defensive could have created a score on Sunday if they weren't all banged up. So I'm actually a little nervous going into the game, especially with the Dolphins looking like the team, looking like a college team.
Firepower is something different, man.
Yeah.
That firepower is different.
I do think the Eagles are going to win the game just because, you know, I'm thinking you're going to get your boy, all your boys back for next week. Mm-hmm. But
hopefully
there's a lot of injuries for the Dolphins as well. Obviously, Achane and Tyreek Hill also got hurt last week. I don't know his status for this week.
Nah, we got to talk about the fact Tyreek Hill is only 140 yards away from 1,000 yards, and it's about to be week 7.
Well, he throws a 5-yard screen.
I put out a video saying that he's like generationally good. Like when he got traded from the Chiefs, I think people were really downplaying how good this dude actually is. Like he's in the past 10 years of football, he's a top 5 receiver that we've probably seen in the game. I mean, he takes drag routes to the crib. He jumps over you and like mosses you. He can run past you. He's like Debo, like the way that people love Debo for fantasy purposes. He's that, but better. I mean, he's a straight up cheat code. It's like literally when people say it's like a video game, he's actually the closest thing, as crazy it is to say, because the size is so different. He's the closest thing to Megatron, where it's like you just throw the ball somewhere and he's coming down with it. And he's not 6'5", 6'3", 6'4". I mean, he just literally can outrun any. I might say athlete at this point in time. That's not named Olympic track runner. You know what I mean? So,
nah, he's.
You just said something hot.
He would get cooked in a real true 100. He'd get cooked. But
no, yeah. Well, I'm saying like we're talking about sports here, like baseball players, football players, and that type of stuff.
Yeah. In those sports, absolutely.
Well, when you start talking about track and shit, man.
How many bases does Tyreek have?
Yeah, I can't research. I think they had Usain Bolt running like a 3.9 back in the day on NFL Live, like cover story or something.
Yeah. Like sports science.
And his 100, his first 40 was like 3.9, 3.8. It's something crazy, yo.
But Zach, we appreciate you coming on, brother. Thank you.
As always.
Zach, appreciate you, gang.
Yes, sir. As always.
Take it easy.
All right, let's talk about the Giants Bills game that just went down.
Do we have to
on Sunday? Yeah, I mean, it was a good game. You know, it was a close one. It came down to the very last play.
And I got something to say. And I told you guys 2 weeks ago. Might have even been 2 weeks ago. I told you I was out on Jones after the Seahawks game. Tyrod Taylor commanded that offense 10 times better than Daniel Jones did at any point this season so far. It is disgusting that there was a noticeable change in tempo with Tyrod at the helm. Is that how you felt too?
The offense looked a lot better.
Way better.
But I'm gonna say two things to combat, you know, Tyrod. Well, obviously Tyrod looked a lot better than Daniel Jones. Like, I'm going to give him that 100%. He looked way better this one game again than Daniel Jones. Besides the second half of Arizona, the whole season, right? But Daniel Jones, Tyrod also had Saquon, and he also had Justin Pugh. And people are underestimating how much of a difference that line looked with a veteran leader like Justin Pugh on that line.
The couch?
Huh?
The guy off the couch?
Straight off the streets.
Straight off the couch.
But he's a Giants legend. You know what I'm saying? He was part of that line that won the Super Bowls. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's him.
He was supposed to be a hog molly for Gettleman.
Oh, yeah.
And that was kind of why they had beef. He always wanted him to be one of those run stuffers. And Justin Pugh was more of a pass blocker than anything. And he did get burnt a couple plays this past weekend, but he definitely was
straight off
the
streets.
He was better. He was the best offensive line.
Evan Neal played a lot better, too.
He was the best offensive lineman out there. And that's cool, man. Evan Neal.
He played better. I'll give him that. He's still not good, but he played better.
He's ass.
He has to do a complete like 180, or else I'm gonna be saying he'll bag 4 for 4s at the end of the season. It's gonna be that bad.
No, we're just gonna move him to guard after we draft a tackle. But what did happen is that Giants offense definitely looked a lot better with Saquon as well.
Yeah,
it was a difference, though. It was Tyrod, too, but Saquon made a difference as well. He had 93 yards rushing.
Yeah, but I think it's just anything is better than Matt Breida, bro. Like, Matt Breida is fucking hard.
Bro,
we were just
they kept spelling
What up, Ghost Dog?
They kept spelling Saquon with fucking Breida. And I'm like, bro, if you're going to spell Saquon, right, and you're going to bring somebody in for one play because he's tired and he hasn't played in four weeks, put Eric Gray in.
No, they put Matt Breida, and he gets 2 yards.
I know. And he gets like a yard to carry, and it kills the whole momentum for the drive. But what I seen from Tyrod that I did not see from Daniel Jones in these last 6 weeks was aggressiveness down the field. Yep. He wasn't afraid to throw the deep ball. That's the one big thing that the Giants have been missing, even in the past 2 years, is a deep ball threat and somebody that's not, and he was, and Tyrod was not scared to throw that dot down the field.
Yeah.
And Jalen, he got Jalen Hyatt involved. He got a lot of people involved. Wandell looked great.
Even Waller was catching some balls, like getting yards after catch because of it.
And, you know, of course, Vegas had to make the call. And that's why we lost. Honestly, how do you not fucking call that pass interference? Just because there was a pass interference the play before that, you can't call two in a row now?
Yeah, essentially.
That's fucking bullshit. That's bad refereeing. And one thing I've seen from the NFL this fucking year is bad fucking refs. All year, every game, there's always a questionable game-changing fucking call in every major game this year. And it's making people think. And you don't want to think.
Well, I mean, I think...
As a fan, you want to be entertained.
It's kind of the same way at the end of an NBA game. They really don't like to call fouls on three-pointers to win the game. It's... I don't know. It was really... There were a lot of calls, questionable calls, that roughing the passer was disgusting. I mean, the fact that they got that and the Bills got a first down out of that was mind-boggling. I don't know what else we could do in that situation. But there was a couple bad... Yeah, Ghost Dog says it right here. That audible before the half, that play before the half. Yeah,
that was crazy, too. That's why I turned the game off.
There was no hope. Realistically, I did not think for a second there that we even had the slightest bit chance to score. I knew it wasn't happening. You're at the one, and I still didn't think we were going to score. How sad is that?
I wasn't surprised about how fucked up that half ended. Like, it's ridiculous. And then in the fourth quarter, it's fourth and inches, and like we have a chance to go on the drive and win the game, and he went and kicked the field goal. So like Dable's being aggressive at the wrong times, and he's being passive at the wrong times as well in that game.
Yeah.
And obviously Tyrod audible to a fucking run. And that was disgusting in itself and terrible time management. Nobody even got up and tried to run and rush to spike the ball after the fucking stuff. It was bad. And you know what? It's just inexperience.
But one thing, at the end of the day, I think more so, like, we know the Giants stink, right? Like, none of this that we're talking about is really necessarily anything new. One thing that I want to discuss now is the Bills just kind of failed to score against this New York Giants defense until the halfway through the third, bro. Like, put it in a touchdown. I mean, they failed to find the end zone until halfway through the third.
The Bills are good.
The Bills are very inconsistent.
They're not good.
They're inconsistent. They're not when good. They're good, they're good. And when they're bad, they're bad.
Let's call being not good.
Yeah.
Nah, because...
I think they're good. They're not great. That's the thing for me. The Dolphins are... great at times. The Bills aren't even great at times. That's the thing. The Dolphins are great or like solid.
Bills look great against the Dolphins.
Cool.
48-20. Come on, Sabi.
I mean, I'm not.
Every other team they struggled
against the Dolphins. So.
Every other team they played, they struggled.
Yeah,
just a fanboy for Josh Allen.
And that game was such a setup coming off of the 70-point. Everyone knew that they weren't going to win against the Bills coming off of a 70-point home.
Because Allen didn't play good against the Giants. Newsflash. But
because he's not good.
What
does that have to do with the Dolphins?
He's talking about Josh Allen.
He's not good.
Josh Allen isn't good.
You're the only person that thinks Josh Allen's good here.
They play down to their competition every single time.
I'm not even on that, bro.
They got injuries on defense, lost Edmonds and Milano. Yeah, losing Milano. This was his best season of his career, so that definitely hurts. Definitely.
No, the Bills are sus. Bobby Okeke was looking absolutely on the floor. I meant to say the Giants defense was looking very good as well. Wink Martindale was dialing it up. Everybody played very well. Deontay Banks, he's looking like Defensive Rookie of the Year right about now, even though our team stinks. But, hey, he's locking shit up over on his side.
Tua over Allen. There it is again. And I guess that'll lead us into this little question I had for you guys. Who is a bigger threat to Kansas City in the AFC? Is it Miami or is it Buffalo?
I mean, as far as threat goes, obviously Miami, because they just have that super explosive offense that can, you, God knows what they can do. You know,
so
what I'm saying,
on any given Bills, like what should the
I would say the, I would say the Dolphins ceiling is much higher than the Bills ceiling, because we saw the Bills ceiling already. We
and
haven't seen Miami ceiling
and not and the
but
Miami.
Miami's floor is a lot lower than motherfucking Buffalo's floor too. Because guess what? One wrong hit to Tua, it's a fucking wrap for all this shit that we talking about. Yes, it is.
It's not even
same
that,
thing
though.
For Josh Allen's knee. Like, what if Josh Allen gets hit in his knee?
The Dolphins' defense is terrible. Even though they don't have Jalen Ramsey right now, their defense
is not good. Right.
It's horrible. It's
so,
not good.
So, obviously, the hires can be high than Miami when we're talking about Buffalo, but the lowers can be low.
I'm still not bought in on the Bills.
Then you'll never be.
This is the worst they've been in 3 years. I was bought in 2 years ago, sure, but they've regressed every season since. They lost A-ball, they got worse. This year, all of a sudden, they're worse again. So it's like, this is...
When did Josh Allen get re-signed to a new contract?
2 years ago, probably.
Well, there you go, because that's what happens when quarterbacks sign big contracts. The team usually regresses because they're using all their salary cap on their quarterback. Usually the best teams are the teams that have quarterbacks on their rookie deals. Look at the Eagles right now. Didn't they just re-sign Jalen?
I guess. I mean, that
I'm just saying.
Contract regression is a thing in any sport.
Right, so. Exactly. That, and that's what I'm trying to say with the Bills. That's all.
So is Tua playing for a... Hey, Tyreek Hill, I think, just got a big contract. Miami D is sus. Pause. Yeah, thank you. What about the Bengals? They started 0-3 and are grinding wins since...
Yeah, let's talk about the Bengals. The Bengals are obviously, I think they're back. I think they're officially like back. I think they're back to normal. Burrow, Chase are connecting. Burrow didn't look like he had any signs of his injury anymore since the Arizona game. So I do think that that offense is absolutely back. And I think they're going to be players in the AFC North. Because obviously the Ravens don't want to win the division. The Steelers don't want to fucking win the division. The Browns look like they kind of want to win the division. But watch what the Bengals do for the rest of the season. I think they're going to turn up. The
Bengals only got lucky that nobody else in that division claimed it in the first few weeks. If
yeah,
the
exactly.
Ravens got out to a hot start, if the Browns got off to a hot start, it was likely over for Cincinnati, and they're lucky now they go into this bye week. They can rest a whole week and, you know, come back with some momentum still. Yeah, I guess I'd say they're looking better than they were. I don't know about all the way back. I need to see them absolutely trounce a team. I think Seattle is good. They're not great. But that's really it for the Cincinnati Bengals for me. Ed, what do you think?
I don't really care for them. I know we have them on our schedule. We have them on our schedule. I want to see how we play against them, because our main always talk shit.
Okay. Yeah, we can count on that.
T. Higgins is going to go crazy. I'm like, all right.
Well, I guess we'll talk. We'll lead in, stay in that division. Next week, we got a little preview here. Ravens home against the Lions. Lions are looking like the best team in that division by far. I think they
possibly the NFC as well.
I think they beat up. I don't know about the NFC. I'm not going that far, but I think they beat up on the Ravens for sure.
I think the Lions win this game commandingly. I think Lamar Jackson is not going to have a good game next week. I'm sorry.
Why is that?
Hutch is on his ass.
That's cool. That's one player, though.
That's all you need sometimes. And, the Lions defense looks good. The Lions offense looks fucking great. Even though Monty got hurt, now it's creating that opportunity for Gibbs. It might be Gibby season for the rest of the year. And if it's Gibby season,
pack it up on him, bro.
No, I'm not packing it up on him, because this is going to be the first week he's actually going to get some real fucking volume. And I think he's great, and he's going to be great.
The Lions are still the Lions, bro.
No, they're not.
Jared Goff, man. The guy's performing. at a high level.
And has slept on what Goff has been doing, because he was doing it last year too. He threw for 4,500 yards. He had four times more touchdowns than picks last year, and nobody gave a fuck.
Nobody
fucking cared. He's doing it again this year. He's on pace to do the same fucking thing, but with a way better record. And why isn't he in MVP talks?
Because it's Detroit.
Interesting, yeah. Right?
He's on the Lions.
Yeah. That's,
well,
that's
I it. Don't give a damn. It's the NFL.
It's a small market. Hey, that's why. Cool.
Hey, you're in a small market, need, you're not going to get it. It's that simple.
I don't care. We need Goff for MVP narratives and discussions being made in the social medias. The social medias will get Goff his fucking MVP if they start recognizing him and making ESPN and the rest of the big media outlets recognize him.
The Lions are still the Lions to me. Yeah, I respect what they're doing.
I got them taking this game. That's all I know, is they're taking this game.
And they're taking the division. And I'm telling you right now, they might be upset. Number one seed.
I think they could beat the
Eagles. They could be the number one seed in the NFC by the end of the year. They could. They have a chance because they don't have. No, it's not a crazy statement because look at their schedule and look at y'all's schedule. Look at their schedule and look at y'all's schedule. Y'all play hard teams. The Lions don't.
We don't
simple as that.
We have two hard teams left.
Okay.
I guess we'll see. Well, let's talk about it, because next week you guys go to Minnesota. You play the Vikings. I mean, you got to beat up on them, right? Like, that has to be there. You guys should blow them out.
Well, I don't know, because fucking CMC's questionable. Debo's questionable. And Trent Williams is questionable. So it might be a close game.
Well, it's a blessing that Trent Williams is only questionable. That was one thing I forgot to ask you, Ed, is Trent Williams' status, because that injury looked season ending as fuck.
They said it wasn't a high ankle sprain, so.
So that's not bad. He'll be out for like 3 weeks. So, but I obviously they're going to beat the shit out of the Vikings. Yeah. Honestly, like, there's no Justin Jefferson, and that's the only way the Vikings have a punching chance at any game is with Justin Jefferson playing ball. So, I mean,
yeah, well, you didn't have to say pause at the end of this one. Bro. You're good. I promise.
Ghost Dog, shout out to you, gang.
Appreciate you tapping in, though, brother. This should have been a walk in the park for the Niners. I don't know about that. That Cleveland defense was legitimate. I don't know if you're talking about the Vikings game. If everyone's healthy, it should be. But like Ed is saying, you know, you don't know what CMC and Debo out. They're definitely key components to that offense.
He's not bad.
And I don't think
Elijah Mitchell.
CMC is questionable too, right? He hasn't been ruled out yet.
Yeah.
I think CMC might play.
I would want him to sit. I am not going to lie.
Honestly, I would sit CMC this week.
Want him.
I would sit him this week just because you're playing, the Vikings.
I don't really.
Let him get his rest, because you know CMC has had his history.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
Let's not get it fucked up. Like, he's not injury prone. He's been actually very healthy since he's gone to San Fran.
That's what I'm saying.
But we're not going to forget about all them fucking years. He fucked over a lot of fantasy owners.
Yeah.
3 years in a row, damn near, I'm pretty sure. Like, it was bad.
Well, if you stuck it out with him for the past two seasons, then you got to reap the rewards of it. Like, if you were a dynasty guy and you just held on, good for you. You know, like, you deserve that 15 straight touchdowns. You know, and CMC injury, would that end the Niners playoff run? I don't think end, but it would
damage the Niners. Definitely would damage y'all.
We had playoffs runs without him. What are you talking
about? Sure. No, but it would damage y'all. It would damage y'all. You're not going to say it's not going to damage y'all, though.
It's
going to fuck us up. But yeah. It's not going to damage us.
CMC is that dude. I think you would need all of a sudden George Kittle to be that offensive threat he was a few years ago, if that was to be the case. Because now all of a sudden we're seeing Kittle, he's kind of obsolete offensively. Not entirely, but he's more of a blocker than he is a pass-catching tight end. You know, that he was.
I just think they lowered his role.
Yeah,
to provide for CMC more of a blocking tight end.
I just feel like there's a fucking bounty on CMC. Every time he's getting his fucking face mask ripped off every game.
They need extra blocking. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we run so much that we need him as a blocker. So.
Yeah. So what's your thoughts? I think
Kyle Shanahan needs to get an OC. I don't think he should be head coach and OC at the same time. Mm. It's too much. I feel like no coach should do that. It's too much for him.
That's a good point.
So, this week against the Vikings, Dubski?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a dub.
Okay. All right.
Might not be a 30-point dub, but
it'll be a dub. You should. I agree. I think you guys scraped this one out regardless.
Let's talk Fins Eagles.
Yeah, we shed some light on it earlier. Man, this is a real test, I guess. You know, the Dolphins are in Philadelphia. So they're coming up north. I still think I got the Fins just by a little, though.
I don't think the Eagles want to do a shootout with the Dolphins.
They can't.
They can't afford a shootout with the Dolphins.
That's what I'm saying. They can't afford
that's a game that nobody can beat against the Dolphins. It's a shootout game, except for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
If you got the defense to stop the Dolphins, to beat the Dolphins.
Yeah, sure. Like I said, you don't want to do a shootout game as in 45 to 40, a high scoring game. If you play a high scoring game with the Dolphins, go score for score, you're going to lose.
I think if Jalen Carter is out again, then I mean, Raheem Mostert is going to once again go nuts. Because, hey, I said it. That guy is nice. He's like that. Ed told me he wasn't like that. I still think he's like that.
I don't think he's like that.
I think Mostert's good.
He's good, man.
I think he's good.
He's not HN, though.
But he is good. He's a good serviceable running back. And in that type of offense, you can be a good, if you're a good running back, you could be considered great.
That's exactly the clip we had tonight. So make sure you check us out on Instagram. Is Jalen Carter back? If so, Tua concussion over under. Jeez. I don't know if that's a line you can bet on. If the D-line can't put
the chances are higher with Jalen Carter in, that's for sure.
Yeah. I do think it's a 400-pound man falling on your skull. So, yeah. That's
and he will be pressuring Tua. So Tua better fucking pray to the stars above that
Jalen Carter. So Hassan Reddick as well, somebody that we know is a very good defensive player, didn't have a sack in the first three games and is now actually tied with Nick Bosa and Myles Garrett for most sacks in the league at 5.5. I got to give him flowers. I got it. For not having a sack the first three games. That's kind of crazy. That's nuts, bro. He's been going crazy. The D-line has to put pressure on Tua. That's really the key to the game for me. So what do you guys ultimately think is the outcome?
No, that's going to be a close game, man.
It depends what kind of game Miami has, because I already know what the Eagles are going to do. They're going to play to Miami. So if Miami plays their A game, I think Miami wins, honestly. But if Miami even comes out with their B-minus game, the Eagles win.
But listen,
Miami has to come out with their at least B-plus game.
This will be very,
at least.
If the Dolphins lose to the Eagles, though, this will be very telling to the Dolphins.
It will. Definitely.
This is a statement game for the Dolphins. Right
you have here. To come out.
I will give them that. If they win this one, I'm going to give them AFC contender status, like real true AFC contender status, like possibly being able to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. Contender status.
Yeah, that's secondary of the Eagles, especially if they do not have Darius Slay.
Not good.
Could be chicken. Could be barbecue.
Barbecue chicken alert.
Ghost Dog has Miami by two possessions. I'm going to go. Man, I'm going to say it's either Fins by five or the Eagles dominate this one.
I agree. I agree with you on that.
And that's the thing. The Eagles are an all-around better team.
If it's a close one, I think the Dolphins win. But if the Eagles come out to play and they start dominating Miami in the least bit, it's going to be a blowout on the Eagles'
end.
It's
going to be over.
I don't think Miami's going to blow out the Eagles ever in this kind of situation.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, they are. They're banged up. They're not 100% healthy. So yeah. I guess we'll see.
If Tyreek Hill doesn't play, then I'm going with the Eagles.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't care if they got Jalen Waddle or fucking Raheem Mostert. Who else would they have?
Waddle's been playing good the past couple weeks, though. He's had a touchdown, so I'm about to start him in my one league.
I definitely think he's worth a start now, especially against the
Eagles.
He's
not
going
to be enough to beat
the Eagles. Yeah. But all right. I think, honestly, that's the second most high firepower game this coming week. Let's talk about the hottest one, in my opinion, at least. The Chiefs hosting the Chargers. Justin Herbert headed to Arrowhead with zero momentum. That hurts, man.
I think the Eagles Dolphins is more firepower than this.
You think so?
Yeah, keep going. Absolutely.
I don't think Mahomes and Herbert really is like.
I mean, it's going to be a high power game. Don't get me fucking. It's going to be a
game.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in general.
A lot of passing yards. I think it's going to be aired out in that game.
What's that?
I'm pissed. My parlay didn't hit last night. That Eckler got tackled at the 1 yard line. Really fucking killed my parlay. I hit everything else on the Mo Morphine parlay last night.
That's hysterical.
It was like plus 1,000.
That's America's game of the week. Sunday 4:25. I think Herbert pulls it off. Mahomes has been sus. I don't in Arrowhead. I don't know if Herbert has the dog in him to go into Arrowhead and take a W from Patty.
Oh yeah, Chiefs.
This is, honestly, the Chargers is probably gonna have like a 7-win season tops this year. It's looking like they're just not looking competitive against the big dogs, you know. Yeah. And we're gonna see.
Their defense is even mid this year. I don't understand. They're all healthy too, so I don't understand.
Yeah, the defense is really not there. Like, I don't know, man. I mean,
be crazy, all healthy for once on defense. So I was like, oh, they're about to be.
Khalil, I mean, they didn't even play that bad last week. I mean, against the Cowboys, the defense.
No, it wasn't horrific.
It wasn't bad.
It's just they can never have everything clicking at once. We haven't seen that a single time.
I can agree. I agree. And they have a lot of talent over there, man. And it's frustrating that like they can't like
pretty much
bring it all together as one. And honestly, I think coaching has to do with that too. Like, if everything's not clicking at the same time and everybody's healthy, I feel like that's a coaching problem as well. I feel like that's a scheming problem. That's a locker room problem in general. It's a leadership problem. So, I mean, there's a lot of blame to go around with the Chargers. But
that's crazy.
You talking about overall? I think he will.
I know who actually right now has just as many interceptions as they have TDs. Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Seven TDs, seven interceptions. Terrible. Why do you think that? So, can we – there's one thing that I want to – agree with the NFL in general. I feel like the quarterback play has really regressed this year. Who is really snapping at QB besides Tua, Purdy,
Goff?
Those are the three I was gonna name. But who's been snapping on a week by week basis other than them three?
Well, I think
maybe Pat, but
I think
who
the
else?
Past maybe even 4 to 5 years, we've been so accustomed to everybody airing the ball out so much more. And now these past 2 years, we're seeing a lot of these types of scat backs, a lot more screen plays because these guys are better athletes in the running back / wide receiver position. We saw success with the 49ers when they put Debo in that running back wide receiver role. And I think a lot of other teams started using that same scheme, you know, and that results in shorter plays, shorter distance passes to kind of be more safe, a little more conservative while also trying to trick the defense a little bit more. So that traditional air and out style that we were accustomed to is kind of gone. It's and I think that's gone. Also why the Bills aren't seeing as much success, because that was what Josh Allen's strength is. And that's what Patrick Mahomes and him went back and forth doing. So
I think there has been a high, the DBs in the NFL have received a major buff.
Yeah.
In this year's
They're
patch.
Playing better zone now. Exactly.
Zone. Like, yo, exactly. The DBs are playing a lot better this year. There's a lot of good DBs out there. Like I said, like the young DBs that are coming in are locking shit up, bro. Sauce, Deontay. Like, there's so many great young corners in the NFL now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, everybody, it's getting a lot more challenging. I feel like the defense has finally caught up with what the NFL was trying to do.
And that's why you see so many offenses doing the motion plays and stuff like that.
The pre-snap motions.
Yeah, the pre-snap motions and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree.
The head start motions. Yeah. Mike McDaniels is... That's why I like Mike McDaniels so much.
I'm saying Mike McDaniels.
Fuck.
Kyle Shanahan.
No. The Dolphins coach.
That is Mike McDaniels.
Yeah, Mike McDaniels.
Ed just wants you to say.
Oh, I thought I got his name wrong. I was like, what the fuck, bro? No, but Mike McDaniels, obviously Shanahan. But, you know, Mike McDaniels really has taken advantage of the kind of motion that where Tyreek Hill is still running at his fastest before the snap is, right when the snap is being snapped, he's running at the fastest going across the line of scrimmage on some arena football shit.
Yeah.
And that has been a game breaker in general.
And because they have so many different athletes on that roster, you can afford to switch it up like that. So I don't know. We're going to continue to see the NFL kind of change and grow a little bit. And it's going to be cool.
Yep.
All right. Enough of the NFL now. We got something to talk about. This past weekend, there was a little bit of a brawl that took place between Dylan Danis and Logan Paul. Did you guys watch it? And if so, can I get some thoughts?
I watched part of the fight. I was doing a DJ jam session with a couple of my friends, but the fight was on at the same time, and I saw like the fake knockdown, but like for Dennis to be the one that got disqualified is kind of crazy, because Logan Paul, while Dylan Dennis was down, hit him.
Yeah.
While he was on his back on the ground. That's an automatic DQ right there. I don't give a fuck if it's an exhibition or not.
Yep.
And Dylan Dennis honestly had full rights to go after him the way he did. You don't do that in boxing. You can't do that type of shit. I know it's an exhibition match and, you know, everything's for clicks and yada, yada, yada. But honestly, it's looking like that was a script. I feel like it was scripted, because now, since it was a DQ, there was no clear-cut winner. So now they can rematch.
Yeah, money in the bank. That's
it's not like, man. like yes, these fights are rigged, guys. Like, I'm not scared to say that to my platform. These kind of fights, these exhibition matches with the Paul brothers are rigged.
Yeah.
They're absolutely fucking rigged. They're scripted. It's like WWE all over again in those fucking boxing rings. And if anybody thinks otherwise, you probably were like 16 watching the WWE thinking it wasn't scripted.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
The UFC event should be talked about after fake boxing. Hey, we're going to be talking UFC with that Volk fight and whatnot. Don't you fret.
Relax.
We'll get there.
Relax, Gabby.
We'll get there.
Because I know that was you.
The time will come. Don't sweat. I think that's like, we still got like a month, right? Like a whole lot. It's mid-November of the sorts. I'm not 100% sure, but. No. Huh?
Pretty sure it's this
weekend. Is it this weekend? No.
October 21st.
Who?
UFC fight.
Which one?
Which? Yeah, that's what I'm asking you.
Pretty sure it's.
Let's see. UFC this weekend.
Islam versus Volkanovski?
It's next weekend. Okay, yeah. We'll preview that next weekend for sure.
Yeah. It's next week. Islam versus Volkanovski.
Well, I think Usman's on the card too, right?
Yeah, and Usman on the card too.
Usman is.
Yeah, that's sad. This is this Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, it's this Saturday. Let's talk about it.
Fuck you niggas talking about this.
I was asking you, and you're sitting there mumbling like Darth Vader into the microphone.
Bro, I said this weekend. How am I still trying to argue with me? Shut up, bitch.
All right, so
Islam versus Volk. Who do we got?
Jeez,
Volk's going to beat the shit out of him.
You think so?
All that wrestling shit not going to work on Volk.
You think so?
All that wrestling shit is not going to work.
No,
on
I fuck with Volk. I think Volk is tough, but I think Islam hasn't lost yet, right?
No, he's 24-1-0.
I'm still going Islam. That's my guy. But Volk is not a slouch.
No,
I'll give you that.
Volk's got a hand on him, bro.
Who won the first match?
If he catches
Volk,
I couldn't tell you. I'm not as UFC savvy as some of our commenters here, but I mean, I do know that if Volk catches him lax, that this could be over very, very quick. So I don't know. I'm not sure what the money line is here, but I think I'm gonna have to go. I'm going to go Volk as well. I think
Islam won the first fight. So, I mean, maybe Volk gets revenge. It was a split decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
Islam, whatever, bro.
And I got Islam. Fight, I believe I got Islam kind of was playing a little more passive to hold it out until the end. Yeah. That's exactly what I think happened. Volk can beat him up.
I remember this fight. Islam got a whole, like, mad takedowns on him. I think it was like 9 or something.
Yeah.
Their last encounter.
So he tried to make him submit.
No, he was just taking him down. He wasn't doing anything, but he got 9 takedowns on him.
Oh, he was just running up points?
Yeah, he was just running up points on him.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, I'm going to take Volk in this one. I think he's going to be a little more aggressive because of that.
I know Usman gets his ass beat again. I need him to pack it up for a little bit.
Sheesh.
Yeah, honestly. Honestly.
I don't like other dude either. Because whatever his name is. All these fucking...
Oh, Khamzat Chimaev?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kazma is good too, though, bro.
I like
Kazma is another one of those
powerful
Islam-type fighters. Like, all these guys coming out of that area, like... Khabib
guys, yeah,
Islam, they're all coming from the same area.
They don't fight nobody.
But they're dogs.
Well, he's working his way up. Is what I'm trying to say. He's 12-0, and this is kind of his statement. That's why he's fighting Kamaru Usman.
That's a statement right there.
Yeah,
I don't care if niggas think Usman is watched or not. He's had one bad fight. We'll see what happens.
Because now Shiamev is gonna get a lot more main events.
That's might get his first main weight, event. Like he never does. So
yeah, he do be wild now with that. You know, I can't lie.
He'd be like 10 pounds overweight. You guys are fucking.
Yeah.
That's one thing I hate about like boxing and wrestling in general is cutting so much weight.
Yeah.
That shit is like really damaging to the body, man. The way they do it, bro, it's really extreme.
Usman's gonna dog him.
That's a fact. I think Usman is gonna pummel him.
I'm rooting for Khamzat, but I wouldn't be shocked.
I'm rooting for Usman. Usman just has to get back into his bag.
Back in my bag, for real.
His chess bag, where he's dominating opponents for like his style of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like how Mayweather dominates through his style of fighting, where he plays defense and just gets points after points after points. That's what Usman does too. But let's go MLB playoffs. Phillies, Diamondbacks, NL, Astros, Rangers, AL.
Yep.
Who do we have? Who's going to the World Series? Fuck the Phillies still. I don't care. I do think they are going to beat the Diamondbacks, though. I do think that. The Rangers are up 1 on Houston, correct?
Yep.
I still think Houston wins that series. It's a 7-game series now, so.
Getting one in Houston is impressive, though. I got
to say that. No, I do. I do say that is impressive. But I still think it will be a rematch of last year.
Yeah.
Phillies, Astros. And I think it's going to be the same result as well. Another Astros win.
Well, I agree that I think the Phillies take that series against the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are just early on schedule for me. They kind of they're such a young team. It feels only right that this is kind of like their baptism. You know, Philly paid their dues last year by losing in the World Series.
Right.
And now, you know, that they're back and we see it isn't a fluke. I feel like they're headed there once again. The Diamondbacks, they're extremely young. They're going to be good for years to come. I don't know how they've gotten this far. Andy B said it, you know, their pitching. You can't believe their pitching is held up. I agree that, like, their pitching has been incredible. But this seems like the Phillies' time. I think that we're going to get a rematch, but I think the Phillies are going to take it. Rangers are nothing to be messed with, though, man. Like, that team is pretty stacked. They anticipated, you know, not a World Series run, but a deep playoff run. This past offseason, gearing up for that. So they've executed perfectly. We're seeing that now, and I understand why you want the Astros to win, but I'm going to go with the Phils. Just maybe I'm going to go Phillies easily. I think the Diamondbacks get one this series, but then the Phillies win the World Series in 5.
Nice, nice. You think the Phillies win the World Series?
Yeah, I think the Phillies.
In 5?
Yes, I think that.
That's wild.
Yeah, no, I think the Phillies are going to dominate this World Series.
I do think, I wouldn't be surprised if the Phillies do win this World Series because they took their dues last year by losing to the Astros. And, you know, like, who wants to see back-to-back same exact World Series champion?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the MLB is probably going to want to switch that up. And honestly, the Phillies have crazy momentum. They have Trey Turner now. Bryce Harper is in his fucking bag. They have great pitching.
Bryce Harper's the best baseball player on the planet right now.
Right now, yes. I'll give him that. And it's well worth the money that Philadelphia paid him, sadly. Absolutely. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Phillies win the World Series this year. I wouldn't be surprised. And I'll give them their props. They had a very great season. They didn't just squeeze in like they did last year. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
This is like if the Eagles were to come out and dominate this entire year, then I'd be like, you know what? Nothing you could do but tip your hat because, you know, they paid their dues.
I got nothing bad to say about the Phillies. I really don't.
Red October,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you want them
to lose. Oh, I absolutely want them to lose, but
Ed hates seeing people happy. So,
yes.
All I see is Red October all over Twitter.
Yeah, because you probably follow a lot of Philly. Yeah, there you go. That's all you will see.
The Phillies,
they cry every week. All Philly fans, I realize, just cry about their team.
They do
all year.
Yeah.
Then when they do something good, they start digging.
That's the name. That's the Philadelphia way.
That's the Philly way, right
shit,
there.
So
that and cheesesteaks. That's it. That's what they're known for. But
his ass.
I think that's gonna wrap us up for today. You guys got anything else you want to talk about before we go?
Oh, Leonard just said T.O. got hit by a car playing basketball.
No way.
Yeah.
Damn.
Jeez. Well, prayers up for T.O., man.
Ed laughed. What a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's nuts. You're sick.
Nah, try to be a young man. Get out of here, man.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you. Everybody that came out showed some love. If you're coming in from YouTube, don't forget to drop a sub. We appreciate every like, comment, everybody that's showing love. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, and we will catch you guys next week.
I smoke rock.
Peace.